honest. You know deep down you're here for more. You feel the calling. There's something you're here to do. But as soon as you start working on yourself, life interrupts and you're zapped back to reality. You feel like you're stuck in the messy middle, the space between being a mom and this deeply profound spiritual being. But what if I told you you don't have to choose one side or the other, that you can exist in both? Hi, I'm Kate. I'm a neurospicy conscious mama, human design projector, and shaman here to guide you into raising the vibration of the collective, one small practice at a time. I invite you to let me guide you on this journey of growth, healing, and expansion. I'll equip you with the tools and the resources to be your own healer, to strengthen your discernment and give you the actual tangible embodiment pieces that you can apply in your day-to-day life, in the little moments between making dinner, picking up your kids, or whatever it is for you, because your spiritual growth doesn't have to be another thing on your to-do list. Pop your earbuds in, and let's pretend each episode is our weekly commitment to join each other on my virtual couch for deep conversations about things like how the patriarchy serves no one, embracing your feminine energy in an actual, tangible way, and what it's like to actually break generational trauma so you can know yourself deeply, shed your old self, and move into this new paradigm. Don't let your spiritual growth sit in a box collecting dust in the attic of your mind. Let's navigate it together in the space between.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Space Between podcast. Okay, I'm excited to share some knowledge with you that I know is going to be profound. And some of you may already be doing this, so I'm excited to bring another added layer to it. So this might be a short but sweet episode, but it's going to be really, really powerful and really informative. So I want to talk to you all about the idea of bringing the elements into your healing journey. So what do I mean by this? Bringing the energy of earth, water, air, and fire into your healing and growth journey. Now, we're already doing this, right? How many times have I said, like, get in the bathtub, go outside, go for a walk, right? However, the elements that you might not be bringing in are air and fire. And so I want to share a little bit more about what this could look like and the power around this specifically. So I saw this thing on TikTok that was talking about, are you grounding your earth sign? Are you watering your water sign? All those things. I was like, that is so clever. That is so cute. And it got me thinking and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing it enough. It's so easy to get caught up in the day to day. And so having a simple ritual, like I, you know, having a shower every night or having a bath every night, now that it's a little bit nicer where I am anyways, really making sure I'm going for those walks outside just to make sure that I am, in fact, grounding that earth sign of mine. Now, I have a lot of fire in my chart, as I have spoken about in previous episodes. And so I find often that that is the one that I'm really having a hard time, or I'm not as intentional around embracing, if that makes sense. Okay, so let's get right down to it. Okay, so when you're calling in the elements to support you in clearing and shedding, your shedding process, you know, it really adds this layer of alchemy. So it is a source of power that you can call on to support you, which is so amazing, right? Like, of course. So let's get into it. Let's go through each of these. Some of this might be, you know, pretty self-explanatory, but either way, here we go. All right. So when we're adding the element of earth energy to things, so tapping into the energy of grounding, again, pretty self-explanatory, you know, something as powerful as dropping a grounding cord can really, really help to regulate your nervous system, really tap into that root chakra energy, that energy of safety and security, and can really help you feel supported in an instant. So again, if you need the reminder, go check out previous episodes. I have a grounding meditation there, and it can be something simple and quick that can just help you feel really nourished. Tapping into that Mother Earth energy really allows you to feel supported, nurtured, cared for. You can tap into that life force energy. It can be really, really nourishing. Okay. So I tap into that earth energy from a nervous system regulation practice. It's not necessarily helping me to alchemize anything, but it is helping me to regulate my nervous system, to remind myself what it feels like to be supported. It helps me feel less alone. It provides me with the nourishment and support that I'm seeking in that moment. And that in and of itself is, I mean, that is the alchemy, right? So a reminder of anything you can do to get your feet on the grass, anything, go for a walk, just to be in the element, to be tapping into that earth energy to support you. So the next one I want to talk about is water. So pulling in the element of water is really, really powerful. So I really like using water as a way to cleanse and clear, obviously pretty self-explanatory. Specifically for me, when I'm feeling really in my head or really feeling disconnected, getting into a bath, adding Epsom salts is really, really transformative for anyone who's been around for a while. I mean, that was pretty much on brand for me, was just to be living in the bath. It is really powerful. It is a really great way to just tap in, really great way to clear, really great way to cleanse. When I have things specifically that I'm wanting to get rid of, having a shower and just imagining that shower washing things away. Again, this is pretty simple, easy, but it's the intention sometimes that really, not sometimes, it's the intention that is really powerful here, right? Having a bath with the intention of it grounding you, having a shower with the intention of it washing things away. Okay. I just imagine this waterfall of anything, my troubles, my worries, it's a really great clearing technique. Like if I've been around a lot of people, like again, some of you, like this isn't rocket science, right? Some of you have probably been doing this for years, but just a reminder that the power that it holds to do certain things a certain way with the intention. So using the shower to really wash, clear things away is really, really powerful, right? Now, the other piece of adding the element of water into things is a little like trick that I really love to play around with is setting your intention with the water that you're drinking. So putting your intentions into your water, speaking life into your beverages, consuming them is a really great way to just set that intention. We're made up of water. It's all energy, right? Like, why not? Why wouldn't you? So play around with that. Have some fun with that. See what happens. All right. So the next one I'm going to speak to is the element of air. So connecting with your breath is very important. Obviously, the, you know, meditation and being able to connect in with your breath is very, very powerful. Now, as someone with ADHD, this is something that I never got on board with. It never felt supportive and never felt sustainable for me, which is why I got into energy work. So for me, guided meditation is where it's at. So just sitting on a pillow, focusing on my breath and my thoughts sent me into a spiral. It was never going to do what it needed to do for me. So guided meditation is where it's at. So adding a different layer of being able to tap into using that air energy to be supportive for me, I definitely notice it's my weakest element. So it's the one that I have a hard time with, the one that I don't tap into as often, the one that has to be more of a conscious effort. It's been a growth edge for me. So something that I do that can be really powerful is fire breathing. Even just 2 minutes of focused breathing can be really powerful. Now, adding in the added layer of alchemy to this is really using your breath to move energy around. So what I really love to do is take certain crystals. If I'm, you know, moving through something specific or I'm wanting to anchor something in, using my breath with certain crystals is a really, really powerful way to alchemize things, to move the energy around, to anchor in what you want. So bring to my, you know, to my mind's eye, the idea of, again, let's just go back to the same example, like wanting to step into more of my self-worth. So if I take this energy and I kind of just hold it in my mind's eye, and I'm going to take a certain crystal, one that I've chosen, and I really want to anchor that in, I'm going to blow that energy into that crystal. Okay. And it's going to contain, it's going to hold it for me. I'm going to put it on my altar. I'm going to carry it with me, whatever you want to do to be able to offer some sort of transmission or alchemy to this energy of activating it or moving it around or whatever it is for you. If you have lots of, you know, something that you're moving through that you're wanting to shed, it can be really powerful to, I worked with sand painting specifically, with my Mesa. This is all like energetic practices that, you know, when we work together, I'll equip you with these tools to support you to do, is being able to like blow things into a sand painting and really being able to get that energy out of your body and anchor it into something new so it can be reorganized at the energetic level. Okay. So you like moving things at the, using your breath is a really, really powerful technique. It's a lot of the work that we do within Peruvian shamanism. And it can be, it is very powerful in being able to transform and move things around in a way that's going to be beneficial to you. All right. So the last one I want to speak to, of course, is fire. So the power of fire, again, in of itself, at the root of it is alchemy, changing things. So bringing in the element of fire is really, really powerful. It's a really great way to, again, help with that transformation, really detach from maybe something that has a hold on you. So writing something out and then putting it in fire and having things work at the energetic level to release that is super, super powerful. I've done, you know, letters to my younger self. Forgiveness letters is really, really powerful. You know, having my forgiveness practice and writing things out. Any grief that I've been holding on to, I do a lot of work, you know, as shaman specifically, we do a lot of work with fire just to alchemize anything. So anything that you're maybe attached to, I've put lots of things in the fire that it just no longer serves me. If it's certain items or, you know, a book, or I've, you know, burned tarot cards or oracle cards, like decks that are no longer resonating with me. It's a really powerful way to shift the energy, to move things around, to let go of, and really help with the release process. So I really recommend tapping into the energy of fire when you want to release something. So that's where, you know, again, doing this in a safe environment. When I was on my journey healing my relationship with money, I burned a $20 bill, and I know it's illegal, but it just was a really powerful way for something that had such a hold on me, right? To realize like it doesn't have to have a hold on me, and it's just paper, right? And so it's a really powerful way. Again, make sure you're doing this within a safe environment, that you're being smart about it, but it's a really great way to alchemize things, to move energy, to transform, to transmute any stuck energy. So I hope that this was powerful for you. Again, it was a short and sweet episode, but just something that's so, so simple that can make such a profound effect on maybe where you're at on your journey. It can be something that, again, when I speak about this embodiment piece, like something as simple as like setting your intention when you're having a bath or a shower, taking a walk, having a forgiveness practice where you're burning this letter. This is a really great way to step into moving these energies around and helping you on your journey so that this energy doesn't get stuck. So I hope this was beneficial to you. Again, please reach out if you have any questions, if you have any insights or reflections that you want to share with me. I'd love to hear them. You can reach out to me on Instagram or send me a message below on SpeakPipe. I cannot wait to hear from you, and we will see you next week. Bye.